Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you need to confuse the enemy and go in tongues. Kadosh Kalambayande. Kadosh Kalambayande. And this is your response to the enemy. Hey! Hey!
Father to child,
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. I just breathe. your breath upon me. Everything dead comes back to life, and I go from glory to glory. Yahweh is your name, breathe, Lord. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. For there's a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty brings him back to life. Yahweh is your name, breathe, Lord. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just like in the beginning, where I was before you formed me, in the place of death, I said, your name, well, here is your name. That's all you need. That's all you need. The breath of the Almighty. Lift your hands, everybody, say, just breathe your name.
Very high, because God is about to move in this place. And don't worry about who is sitting next to you. Say, excuse me just a minute. I've got something I need to dance about. I got something I need to shout about. The psalmist then says, when trouble is in your life, what do? You sing praises. Sing praises unto God. With understanding. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Sing praises unto God in praises. Sing praises unto God in praises. Hallelujah.
impossible. Anything can take place in the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Kingdom, keep and Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, 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 thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, good morning, Holy Spirit, good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. Let us pray. Wherever you are, just lift up your voice. Let the Lord hear your voice this morning. Hallelujah, in praises and thanksgiving. Let us praise God. Father, we bless you. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, O God. O most merciful Father, we adore you. We magnify you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you. For all that you have done, and all that you are doing, and for all that you will do in our lives. Father, we thank you for your love, that you love us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus, so that we can be saved. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Oh, God, we bless your name. Oh, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you. We worship you, Lord, in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. We adore you, Almighty God. We bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in our midst. We welcome you, Spirit of the living God. You, Holy Ghost, so take preeminence in our lives. Have your way in our lives, every area of our lives. Holy Ghost, perfect all that concerns us. Holy Spirit, hover over every area. Let the light of Almighty God begin to shine in those dark areas of our lives. Let there be light. Oh, we thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. Thank you for leading, always leading and teaching and guiding us. Holy Spirit, We cannot make it without you. You are our lifeline. We are totally dependent on you. Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, I surrender to you. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, just do what you do best. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified and honored. We thank you, Lord, and we thank you, Almighty God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you, O Almighty God. Be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Rain down your mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our children in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God, upon our spouses in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, your mercies on you every morning. Have mercy, O God, upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Have mercy, O God. Let your mercy reign, O God. Forgive us, O God. Father God, we come with broken hearts. Contrite heart, O God. And we are sorry for the things that we've done that did not bring praise and honor to you. We ask for your mercy in the name of Jesus. And let the blood of Jesus cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways. The blood of Jesus over the Cyprus is this network. The blood of Jesus, release the blood of Jesus over this service. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment, our homes, wherever we are, jobs, in the blood of Jesus, even on our way to work. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Tissue, organ, system in the blood of Jesus. Let our bodies come into alignment with the word of God. Our physical bodies, in the name of Jesus, Father God, the way you made our bodies in a perfect way. Father God, we call forth, let our bodies come into alignment with your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray for healing. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we even repent for not taking care of our bodies like we should. But Lord, we know that you can perfect all that concerns us. You can make it right. So Father, we thank you, Lord, for the healing. We thank you for making us whole again. Father God, we pray that our soul, we soak our souls in the blood of Jesus, our emotions, oh God, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us. Father God, the blood of Jesus, our thoughts, our minds, whatever that is in us, we soak in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus perfect all that concerns our spirits, souls, and bodies in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our spouses, our children, and grandchildren, oh God, on everyone under the sound of my voice, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. And our Lord guided the truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to send your holy angels to minister to us, to be with us, guiding and protecting us, and doing your bidding in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let your holy angels be with us. Let your holy angels guide us. And let your holy angels protect us and war on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Holy angels that are assigned to us as individuals. Holy angels that are assigned to this service, O God. Being with us, guiding and protecting us. Being with our children, our spouses, guiding and protecting them, O God, in the name of Jesus. All those that we are connected to. Doing God's bidding in our lives, we thank you, Jesus, for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing this morning in the name of Jesus. Not the anointing from yesterday, but fresh oil, oh God. Oh, thank you for the anointing in the name of Jesus, for refreshing our spirit, our souls, our minds, oh God. Let the mind of Christ be in us, oh God. Let us walk by your Spirit, O God, and not by flesh, in the name of Jesus. Father, Jesus, how to love as you love, forgive as you forgive, O God, in the name of Jesus. When we try to do these things on our own, we always mess up, but we know we can only do these things through you. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we surrender our lives once again to you. We ask you, Lord, to have your way. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glorify yourself in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, glorify yourself, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glorify yourself, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And we give you glory. Hallelujah. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the heavens being open over our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless your name. Oh, we praise you. We worship you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Once again, we want to say good morning to each and every one of you. We bless God for you this morning. And there is a word for you in the name of for us. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Genesis. Genesis 27. Genesis 27. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to go over one or two points before I come to the main part of, we're going to do some appetizer before we come to the meat. Just give me a few minutes. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis 27. Not before we, Genesis 27, we know when Rebecca had these two boys, Esau and Jacob were, and as even in the womb, in her womb, the Lord had given a prophetic word about Esau and Jacob. Because There were two babies struggling in her womb. Now, Rebecca is the wife of Isaac. Isaac is the son of Abraham and Sarah. Isaac is the son of Abraham and Sarah. And the Lord prayed, Isaac prayed, and Rebecca had these two twins, and the twins struggling in her womb. And God had given a prophetic word, and the boys, as the word goes, one of them will be greater than the next one. And the one that would be greater would be Jacob. But Esau came out first, who is the first son, and then Jacob came second. I don't have time to go into the depths of the thing, but I think most people will know the story of that. So then we get into Genesis 27. When we get into Genesis 27, it starts that Isaac is about to leave the world, and he wants to release a blessing upon his son, Esau, who is his older son. Now, as the story goes, Rebecca loves Jacob. Isaac loved Esau, but the blessings always passed down to the older son. So let me read. Now it came to pass when Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son." And he answered him, here I am. Then he said, "Behold, I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now, therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me, and make me savor of food such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die." Now Rebecca was listening. Esau went to the field to hunt and to bring it. So Rebecca spoke to Jacob her son, saying, "Indeed, I have heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, 'Bring me game, make savory food, that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death.' Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to all what I command. Go now to the flock and bring me from there two choice kids of goats, and I will make several food from them for your father, such as he loves. Then you take it to your father that he may eat it and that he may bless you before his death." Jacob said to Rebecca, his mother, "Look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I'm a smooth-skinned man. Perhaps my father will feel me and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him, and I shall bring a curse upon myself and not a blessing." But his mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get them for me." And he went and got them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory food such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the choice clothes of her elder son, which were with her in the house, put them on Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck. Then she gave the savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of son Jacob. So he went to his father and said, "My father," he said, Yeah, who are you, my son? Jacob said, I'm Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Please arise, sit, and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me. But Jacob said to his son, how is it that you have fought it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord your God brought it to me. And Jacob said, and Isaac said to Jacob, please come near, that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not. So Jacob went near to his father, to Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he did not recognize him because his hand was hairy like his brother. Esau answered, so he blessed him. And he said, are you really my son Esau? He said, I am. Hallelujah. He said, bring it to me, and I will eat of my son's skin, so my soul may bless you. So he brought it near to him, and he ate and brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, come near now and kiss me. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing, and blessed him, and said, surely the smell of my son is like the smell of you, which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, may God bless you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people bow down to you, be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Curse be everyone who curses you, and bless be those who bless you. I'm going to stop right here. I want to stop right here, and I'm going to come from another perspective this morning. And I pray that you open your ears to hear what the Spirit of God is speaking to us. Holy Spirit, I surrender completely and totally to you. Have your way in this service in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, let your word come forth in the name of Jesus. Bread of the living God, I decrease and you increase. I surrender completely and totally to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to be talking this morning about Isaac. And we're going to zero in on Isaac. Hallelujah. Isaac was old. His eyes were so dim that he could not see. How many of us eyes are so dim that we cannot see? And we release some things to others because our eyes are dim that they're not supposed to have. Because our eyes are dim. And what I'm saying to you, when your eyes dim, physically, you cannot see well. Amen. You cannot see, so you depend on your other senses so that you can see. But I'm talking this morning about spiritual dimness. When our eyes are dim, in other words, we do not have that knowledge. Jesus is the light of the world. The light of the world. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And when we look, your eyes are dim. Our eyes become dim when we're not in walking with Almighty God like we should. When we're not reading and studying the Word of God. when we're lacking knowledge. Hallelujah. Lacking wisdom. That's why in Jesus, any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. Solomon had wisdom. So, and that wisdom came from who? From Almighty God. That means he had insight. Causing wisdom. Because of lack of knowledge, people perish. When your eyes are dim, there's lack, you're lacking knowledge. A lot of times we make wrong choices and we cannot blame it on anyone because we had the chance. We had the opportunity for God to open our eyes. He will not force it on you. You got to be whosoever willing. You got to be willing for God to open your eyes. Even when you read this scripture, open my eyes up so you can understand this scripture and read this scripture and receive the revelation of what God is speaking. You got to know the voice of God. When your eyes are dim, you got confused. Like Isaac got confused. He heard this voice, but then the skin felt another way. He heard that this is the voice of Jacob, but the skin felt like Esau. He was deceived. The body of Christ is so deceived because we refuse to go deeper with God. We want to stay right on that line. And we're so complacent in doing what we want to do. We put everything first before God. Finances, money, everything comes before God. We're not willing to sacrifice, give our best to God when we don't want to give our best to God. Our time, spending time in his presence. Look, when you get to know him intimately, when you get to know the Father, the Son, and have a relationship and the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, you will be willing to give it all to him, to Jesus. You will look for excuses to stay in sin. Must I continue in sin so grace may abound? No. You know what to do right, and you know, but you refuse to do it. Some of us, we love our eyes to be dim because we do not want to be accountable. Our eyes are dim. We walk into churches. Any pastor, any leader, anybody can make a fool of us because our eyes are dim. Our eyes are dim. Then we receive satanic blessings from pastors and leaders who are in alignment with Satan. And we jump up and down. I'm so happy you blessed. But you don't even see the manifestation because of how loud the pastor can, and you see signs and wonders in the church. And what did Jesus say? Many will come in my name. They will do signs, wonders, and everything. But you will not be able to discern. When your eyes are dim, you will not discern. And so you will stay there. You will be in that church or be wherever and be receiving. You'll be under the spell of that particular pastor. And don't worry, he or she gonna drain your purse. Eyes will be dim because you will never see nothing wrong. You will just be getting droplets of blessings because you do not want to seek God for yourself. that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. You put everything before Almighty God. You just want to just get enough to make it. So what? Your eyes. And when your eyes are dim, people steal your blessings, manipulate your blessings, and you give them the permission. Yes, you do. Because when you in these church, some of these churches who the pastors or the leaders are doing satanic stuff, you don't even realize it. When you join that church, you are in a covenant relationship. You think you're in a covenant relationship with God. You're a member of the church, but you're actually in a covenant relationship with the devil. With God. And God will begin to, one thing I like about God, he tries to show you and tell you, but you said you ate too much last night. It's not a real dream. He tries to show you, and you refuse to see the truth. When you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And then the next day, you come in. You bring your husband, your wife, your children, and everybody now on the spell of Satan. And you'll go to Bible study. You'll go to church every Sunday. You'll go to Bible study. You'll go to all the revivals. You'll get on every thousands of prayer lines. And you get these little droplets of blessings. And you think in your virtues and taking things, and then you bring your children, and he takes two from them. This is a spiritual, there's a spiritual exchange going on, and what happens? God will give us first, second, third, fourth, fifth chances, but sometimes we refuse to receive. My sisters and my brothers, this morning, it's time for you to launch into the deep. It's time for you to go deeper. You cannot justify sin when it's wrong. It's wrong. Something has nothing to do with the pastor. It has something to do with our own flesh, what our flesh wants. We do not take responsibility for our wrongdoings. Oh, Lord, forgive me for it. No. We look for the fault with everyone, but not looking at what is in us, for the Holy Spirit to move in our lives. That's not what how God wants us to be. Ask God for wisdom. Ask God to enlighten your mind. Go deeper. Is that a form of godliness? Now, how far can you go? Yeah, sometimes even if a pastor is not in satanic ritual, sometimes a pastor in the church and the pastor self do not want to go higher in the things of God. And so sometimes you find yourself bored in that church because the pastor doesn't want to go higher. But you sit there and God is sending you somewhere else because you want to please. And some of us got a stereotype of how a pastor should be, how a prophet should be, how an apostle should be, how a reverend should be. So we don't see that way how we have in our mind how they should look, how they should be. Even when you see the true pastor and the true prophet, you turn, God will put both in front of you. You know which one you will pick. You won't pick the right one. what you're looking for because your eyes are dim. Who am I speaking to? Your eyes are dim. The Bible says, there's a song that says, read your Bible, pray every day, and you will grow. Your eyes are dim. You're stuck on the sin behavior that you had. As a teenager, you still got all the habits that you had. You're not maturing. Not only in the spiritual realm, you're not even maturing as an adult. You still act like when you were 18 and 19 years old, and now you're 50, 60, 70, and you're still acting the same way. It's the worst thing to see someone 60, 70 years old into gossip and all that stuff. It's a disgrace. That means you have not matured. We should move from those things. Well, your eyes are dim. We satisfy with what we are, who we are. We're not going to do, because when you want to be better, you got to make an effort to be better. But you got to want it. How bad do you want it? You know, because this is a season that people will miss if their eyes are dim. You will miss this. I told you about the courage movement. You know, you're going to miss it because your eyes are dim. God said, behold, I'm going to do a new thing. Shall you not know it? It shall spring forth. No, but you still after the old thing. Oh, why? You still after the old thing. And God is telling you, I'm doing a new thing. And you still, you remind me of the Russian president wanting to bring all the old time when the USSR establishment used to be. He can't get rid of the old thing. He wants to come. He doesn't want the new. And so this is why people are dead. They're dying daily. The children, the place is being bombarded and left. Because one man wants to go back to the old thing where there was wickedness, and God wants us to come into the new. And so the old is fighting the new. Hallelujah. Do you think the world has changed? From the time Adam and Eve the year, what make you think God wants us to go back to the way it was at that time? We steadfastly growing and growing and growing from glory to glory. And there's friction with the old and the new. What did the Bible say? You put new wine in old skin, it will burst. The skin cannot take it. The skin is old. No. God said, I'm doing a new thing, but we don't recognize it because we are blind. And so we miss the new thing. You want to go back on the pain. You know, a long time ago, you had those payphones in the, we used to go down on a payphone in the streets. You don't want your cell phone anymore. How many of you don't want your cell phone anymore? You want to get up in the morning. You don't have somebody using your phone in your house. You can't use the phone, so you got to walk down the street and use the public phone. So how many are you willing to get rid of your cell phone and go back and go use the public phone? You won't even find it. Because we don't want what God is releasing to us. Behold, I will do a new thing. Shall you not know it? He said, I will even make streams in the desert. But do we want that? We're blind. From one people got so many different anointing oil. It's so funny. They got this from Prophet John, this from and Prophet Mary, there's some, oh, that's so much confusion. And you wonder why. It's just so much entanglement. You wonder why things are happening in your life. Because you refuse to receive what God is releasing. You know, so how many of you want to give up your car and ride on the donkey or the horses? Okay, if you don't want to accept the new, it's time for you to ride on donkey or horses or even start walking. Don't take the bus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, the word that you give me, oh God, to each and every one of us, you said launch into the deep, but we still on the shore. And so, Father, there's some who really want to launch, but they do not know how. Father, we pray for divine helpers to help them to move to the next level. In the name of Jesus. And I pray that they will recognize the help that you sent to take them to the next level. Oh God, Jesus, you are the light of the world. Illuminate our minds, our thoughts. Help us, give us wisdom. Give us the spirit of discernment. We'll make the right choices that we can grow in Christ. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us. And those that are growing, let us continue to yearn and grow in Christ Jesus. We bless you this morning for your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. In Jesus' name, I will send some scriptures to those of you or that I have your telephone number so that you can go over for yourself so the Lord can open your eyes. In Jesus' name, amen.
There's George Benson. Not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Ah, thank you, Jesus. No, not one. None else like He. He's so high and let you can reach Him. He's so lonely. No. one.
Till the day. You see that?